piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton. And we're the Food Guys.
I loved this article of yours that was in the Missoulian because you talked about the influence of the great Julia Child.
The great Julia Child. She came on the scene shortly before Dorothy and I were married. We had her book, Mastering the Art of French Cooking, came out in 1961. She started her PBS television show, The French Chef,
yes,
in 1963. We started watching it. I figured that this was a great way to learn about French cooking, about which I really didn't know that much. She was so entertaining and giving of herself and energetic and had so much enthusiasm in terms of what she wanted to impart because basically she was a teacher. One of the shows that she did was called Vegetables for the Birds. If you don't like vegetables, you can say, yeah, they're for the birds. But in this particular show, she had cooked three different vegetables to accompany three different roasted birds, a chicken, a turkey, and a duck. One of the recipes was for garlic mashed potatoes, and she did something totally new to me where she took 30 cloves of garlic. She peeled them and she cooked them slowly in butter until they became very, very soft. In addition to some milk, she mashed them up and then would add that to the mashed potatoes. It was an absolute revelation. Well, now today, that sort of thing is very common. I got the idea later on, after watching this show, to write a column about cooked cucumbers, sautéed cucumbers, and then braised rutabaga.
Yeah.
I had never heard of rutabaga at the time. I knew it was a kind of turnip. She had basically sautéed the cucumbers, and she had braised the turnips. And in the cucumbers, what she did was she used regular store-bought cucumbers, a hothouse English cucumbers, and peeled them. She cut them in half. She took the seeds out. She cut the segments into 2-inch-long logs and treated them with red wine vinegar, salt, and a pinch of sugar, which drew the water out. And then she patted all the pieces of cucumber dry and then sautéed them in butter and then added some parsley and then seasoned with salt and pepper. And that was it. And if you wanted an extra enrichment, which she always tends to want, she had some heavy cream that she boiled down by half and then added that at the end. But it was a revelation. I'd never tasted cucumber like that. And they retained their crunch, but you would never suspect that they were cucumber. And then with the rutabaga, she peeled them, cut them into half-inch cubes, and blanched them in boiling water until they were partly tender. And then she drained them and cooked them in some bacon fat that she had rendered from bacon that was going to be added to the dish later. Some chicken or beef broth and some seasonings. Cooked them on top of the stove 20 to 30 minutes. Was this wonderful, sweet vegetable that could be served with basically any bird. On that particular program, she paired each vegetable with a particular bird, like the chicken with one of the vegetables, and then the duck had one of the vegetables, and the turkey had another one of the vegetables. My own feeling is you can mix and match.
It's unusual to even think of sautéing a cucumber. We don't think of that.
The French have been doing wonderful things with vegetables over the years. It took a while for it to translate over here. But what Julia did with her show, she became so successful through that program, she opened up everybody's eyes about French cooking. But then we became interested in other cooking.
Yes,
and then we had this whole ethnic thing that started to happen in the 70s and going on to the 80s and today. But it all started with her and also with Craig Claiborne, who wrote for the New York Times. He was a world traveler and he wrote about world cuisines.
Sure.
And she was writing about French cuisine originally, initially, but then she also branched out. Starting with them in the beginning of the 60s, we can trace a path from there to now. We can see where we're at today is heavily due to those two of them. They were the catalysts for what happened later.
I'll tell you one thing, Greg. My mother probably never in her life cooked 30 cloves of garlic.
Altogether, right?
I don't think so. But, you know, it's commonplace now. You go to the store, and one of the things you look for is some garlic because you've run out.
Mm-hmm.
My mother never ran out of garlic.
Yeah.
It's very welcome to have a recipe like this one for braised rutabagas and onions.
Listeners can go to Missoulian.com, search Greg Patton, and you'll have a whole slew of recipes come up, but you'll see this one for sure. Vegetables the French way.
that's something to look for, and something for you to hear is
the food guys.
Da 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 da